Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. On today's episode, Joshua talks about authenticity. What is authenticity? Well, we are living in a limited perspective about who we are. In the non-physical, we are fully authentic in every detail. But in physical reality, we tend to have limiting beliefs and not really understand who we truly are. So we're all on this journey to discover who we are. And that really is a journey from inauthenticity to authenticity. It's from fear to love or from confusion to clarity. And Joshua explains exactly how this process works and what authenticity really is. I'm sure you'll find it really fascinating. Before we begin, we have a new Ascension Experience course starting around the second week in December. If you'd like more information about that, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com and check on the Ascension Experience. And the first course there is Alignment. That's where everyone starts. You'll see all the other courses we're doing as well. But the first one is Alignment. And if you use the coupon code 50OFF, you'll get $50 off that first course. If you'd like to learn more about Joshua, there's a lot of stuff also on the website that you can check out. There's a 7-day course you can get started in. And we also have a bunch of videos on YouTube. If you search Joshua Teachings, you can find all those. And of course, we also have a Facebook group just for us. It's called Friends of Joshua. So check that out on Facebook. If you'd like to talk to me about anything, you can send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And remember to like and subscribe and share with your friends and leave a review and do all that stuff. It really helps out a lot. We appreciate it. So get ready for this episode and have a nice time. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. Hi, Joshua.
We'd like to dive a little bit deeper into this idea of authenticity. What is authenticity really? Well, from your perspective, you think it might be telling the truth or saying what needs to be said or standing your ground or protecting yourself or whatever that is. But from the higher perspective, we see authenticity as simply the realization of who you are in the physical form as equal to who you are in the non-physical. In the non-physical, you exist as a pure being of love and acceptance without any fear or limiting beliefs. You are open and exposed and vulnerable to everyone else. But of course, there is nothing to fear because everyone sees you for who you truly are and they accept you because they're beings of love as well. And so you know everyone and they know you and there's nothing to hide and no secrets to keep. You act in authenticity in all dealings and all experiences and all interactions with all that is. In the physical, you tend to protect yourself from negative emotion by acting in ways you think will elicit love and affection and acceptance by other people. So you are either becoming someone you're not in order to be something that you think other people will like, love, and respect, or you're hiding out because you fear that you are not quite worthy of love. You fear that if people knew who you really were, they wouldn't really appreciate that, like that, love that, accept that you might reject it. And in that rejection, you'd feel negative emotion. You feel that if people got to know who you truly were, that there might be something about you that they wouldn't like. And this thing you think is wrong with you is simply your limiting belief about who you truly are. Your limiting belief that you're unworthy of love from others, that in order to gain love from others, you have to be something that you're not. And so you try to be that thing that you think other people will like. And in doing so, you're inauthentic and you're exploring who you're not. And you're receiving manifestation events and you're attracting people who will expose this inauthentic version of you. As you process your limiting beliefs, you naturally become more authentic because the limiting beliefs are those beliefs that are holding you back from being who you truly are. They're not true. They're false. And they're the illusion. So if you're buying into the illusion of physical reality and perceiving that you are a victim to other people's actions or words or deeds or the conditions that exist around you and that those people and those conditions can make you feel something and you rather not feel the negative emotion because you're uneasy in that negative emotion. That negative emotion does not feel good. And so from that perspective of the victim, you perceive that other people are the cause of your negative emotion. In order to mitigate that negative emotion, you try to be something that you're not. But then there's inner conflict because you cannot maintain this character or this role for very long. There will be times when you will want to be inspired to do things or say things, and you will hold yourself back from doing and saying those things you're inspired to do. And this doesn't lead to more self-discovery. And since you intended to discover who you are more in this lifetime, when you are acting in opposition to that primary intention, you will face manifestation events that in and of themselves do not feel good. And so we ask you to think about authenticity more. Who are you in the non-physical? In the non-physical, you're a magnificent, limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance. In the physical, you are that same being with personality traits and attributes and characteristics that you chose to come here so that you could create a life experience that would lead to more levels of self-discovery and awareness and opportunities for growth and expansion. And so you knew coming in that you would expand in a certain way, and there were certain things you wanted to explore. And so you came in with these personality traits and talents and attributes and things about yourself, the body that you were born into, the family, the time, the place, the characteristics, the interests, the desires, the fears, the limiting beliefs, all that set up so that you can travel this journey of self-discovery to become more authentic. And in that self-discovery journey, with each expansive experiences, you get the opportunity to understand more about who you truly are. Yet if you are in fear of who you truly are, you will reject the truth of who you are. You will say, I don't want to be like that because that does not conform to my idea of self. If I'm like this, that, or the other thing, other people may not like, love, and respect me. And so I need to be something I'm not just so that I get some semblance of love and affection from other people. Yet you're never getting love and affection from other people. That's all an internal dialogue, and you're making it up as you go along. They cannot see who you truly are because they don't see who they truly are either. Until they understand who they truly are, they cannot possibly perceive who you truly are. And so all you do is represent something to them. Now, who you are is either triggering their limiting beliefs or not, and you have no control over that. You will never know what their limiting beliefs are, what they came here to explore, how they're in your life, who they truly are, until you know who you truly are. And so once you know who you truly are, then you will understand who everyone else truly is too. And you will see that, okay, they're just acting in a bit of fear right now. They're not understanding who they are. Something I did triggered their limiting beliefs. That's a manifestation event for them. That's fine. I don't need to be different than I am just so that they stay in my life or appreciate me or think I'm good or any of these things. If I'm authentic, well, at least they have the chance to understand who I truly am, to get to know me. Because imagine in the non-physical, you are eternally linked with all the people in your life. You know them eternally. You know them inside out. There is nothing that you don't know about them. To get to know them more, how would that be possible? Well, you come into a physical reality and you join up with them and you get to play with them and have fun with them and discover who they are. Fight with them, argue with them, all these things. They're all adding to expansive awareness of who each of you truly is. And when you return to the non-physical, you'll see this clearly. And you'll say, how fun was that? How interesting was that? Wasn't that an adventure? That was so great to get to know you all over again. Imagine that you could understand from at least an intellectual level or from a higher perspective that you are eternally connected, that you cannot lose anyone, and that the game here is to play with them and find out more and have discussions and have arguments and have your opinion versus their opinion and see where those beliefs are. And then to let them express themselves authentically when they can and when they cannot, when they cannot be honest or behave in a manner that allows you to love them. When they trigger your limiting beliefs, you can look at them from the higher perspective and say, well, isn't that fascinating how they're triggering my limiting belief? What is it in me that's causing me to feel this negative emotion? Why am I choosing this limited perspective of who they are? Oh, I'm not being authentic. I have a limiting belief that needs to process. That limiting belief is keeping me from being authentic and keeping me from my journey of self-discovery. Let's process that limiting belief. Let's not blame them or act on an urge to control them or change them in any way. Let's just play the game and look at everything from this higher perspective and understand that they cannot create my reality and I cannot create in their reality. They are free to explore whatever they want to explore on their own, and it has no effect on me. So I need not be in fear of anything they say or do. When they say or do something that triggers a limiting belief, yes, I'll feel negative emotion, but I'll understand that that is for my benefit because now I get to see an inauthentic version of me. And I can clearly see when I'm being authentic and inauthentic. And I clearly see when I'm in alignment and out of alignment. I can clearly see when I'm receiving thoughts of fear and urges to change the conditions. And I can clearly see when I'm acting on urge to change the conditions, I'm being inauthentic. On the other hand, when I'm in alignment, I know I'm authentic. I know that when I receive inspiration and push past fear and take some action, that's authenticity, and that will lead to greater levels of clarity about who I truly am. Once I understand who I truly am, only then can I understand who everyone else is as well. I can understand when they're in fear, when they're in alignment, when they're having fun, when they're having a hard time. I will know that I don't need to solve their problems or smooth out their manifestation events. I can be happy wherever they are, regardless of the conditions, because I know this is just a snap of a finger. It's a brief experience. And we're here to grow and expand through this experience. But from the larger perspective of the non-physical, this is a brief period of time. And this time will be rewarding and expansive, and it will generate good feelings and opportunities for more growth and more connection, and times when I can express my love freely to them in support of who I know they truly are to be, to create even deeper connections and even deeper awareness of who they truly are. When I see myself as the creator of my reality, and I realize that I've attracted all these people into my reality, or I've rejected all these people due to fear, I can understand, well, what is my relationship to my reality? Am I being authentic, meaning am I acting as my higher self in this physical existence, or am I acting from a limited perspective and choosing to see things as wrong or bad? Am I trying to protect myself, which makes no sense given who I know myself to be, eternal, limitless, magnificent being of pure positive love and acceptance? It makes no sense to protect myself in any way, shape, or form, because I cannot be harmed in any way. I could perceive rejection, but that rejection would never be true. And my indication that it's not true is that negative emotion I'm feeling. That negative emotion is simply the indication that I'm perceiving my life as a victim, which is not true. I know that's not true. And so I can look at the underlying cause of that negative emotion. Why did I choose the limiting perspective? Why did I choose to see myself as a victim? Why do I choose to control or change any condition when I inherently know that the conditions are perfect as they exist, and I'm perfect as I exist, and those people in my life are perfect as well? Can I elevate my relationships to all of my reality by seeing myself clearly as who I truly am in authenticity? And in authenticity, wouldn't it make sense that I would receive inspiration that would move me along on my journey of self-discovery just as I intended? And when I'm inauthentic, wouldn't that hamper that journey? Of course it would. So now you can make a choice. You can choose to be authentic, which means you can choose to analyze the fear that pops up and look at those limiting beliefs and realize that that perspective of the victim is not true, is never true, and is certainly not helpful or effective in navigating your journey of growth and discovery. You can now choose another way to look at things. You can choose to see that you are the source creator of your reality. You have all the power within it. You have all the free will to choose any perspective and think any thought you want to think. You have the tools to process limiting beliefs. You can meditate to understand where those thoughts are coming from and where your alignment is in the moment. You can be the observer of the thoughts instead of the actuator of those thoughts. Those thoughts are simply coming in based on your vibrational level at the time. They mean nothing about you. They're simply coming in based on where your vibration is and how you're feeling about yourself. So if you can raise your perspective about yourself as the creator of your reality, as the authentic version of you that exists in the non-physical, that's been promoted into the physical or projected into the physical for this physical experience of growth and expansion, well, then you can take everything so much easier and lighter and not be serious about any of it, because essentially you've only come here for the joy of this expansive experience. And if you're not expanding in joy, well, then you're choosing a limited perspective in suffering and hardship and struggle and toiling and efforting your way through life to get to where? To where are you going to get to? At the end of it all, you're going to return to the non-physical. You're going to get the benefit of this life, and you're going to do it again and again and again as long as you want. And there's nothing to get done, and there's no way to fail. There's no way to be truly rejected. There's no way to lose. There's no way to die. All of that's the illusion based in fear. When you can see that this is all an illusion, then you can stop scurrying around trying to be something that you're not and avoiding all the true inspiration that's coming. Because when you're inauthentic and you're receiving inspiration that will move you towards more authenticity, you will discount it. You will never see it as going to promote this idea of who you are in the eyes of others, which you so much want. You so much want to be seen as good and worthy in the eyes of others. But until you see it yourself, it'll never work. It'll never work until you see your worthiness and value and wholeness and completeness and authenticity yourself. When you see that yourself, then you can express that to others in love and let the chips fall where they may, because you have no control over anyone else's opinion of you. You can know one thing. If you're inauthentic, no one gets to know who you are. So if they like you, if they love you, it's all false. It's based in this role that you're playing. When you're authentic and you attract others who can see the true you and they choose to accept you, choose to like you, choose to love you, then you're knowing that those people are starting to see who you are because you've already seen it. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start? Harold.
Thank you. I wanted to ask something about the manifestation events form. We spoken last week about it, that maybe one big one to do when being in alignment is better than doing a lot of smaller ones and then just doing it with your mind. But I was thinking maybe both, because in life in general, when I face something, since I'm doing the boot camp, I'm always automatically in my head, I'm processing everything and thinking, what do I really think about it? And I was also thinking about my inner being, about just like the authenticity now, I am as at least as much as possible. And when I'm not, I'm noticing sometimes that I am automatically adapting to my surroundings and others. And when I notice that, I am angry and annoyed with myself afterwards. What I'm also doing, maybe my question is a bit getting a bit confusing now, but sometimes I have general feelings of discomfort where I don't know which thoughts are responsible for that. And what I'm also trying to do is hooking into previous feelings of feeling good. I remember when I was younger, and I'm trying to pull that into my life right now to live from that good feelings. And also about authenticity, just one more bit. I was thinking my inner being, that is the authentic me from the highest version. Yeah. We really have several points of thinking, one higher and one now, or am I just the same person, just the one feeling very good at that point?
We'd say that there's three versions of you. There's the creator of your reality, the one who exists in the non-physical, and you can say that's your inner self. Prior to your birth, when you were contemplating coming into physical reality, you were your inner self. And you planned out, or you strategized, or you plotted out, or you had an intention for what you were here to discover in this lifetime. So you set yourself up in the family you were born to with the body you had in the time and place of your birth to create a trajectory that you would eventually lead you to where you are now. So everything you did worked out perfectly because you're here now. Wherever you are, if you're listening to this now on this call or in a later date, everything worked out perfectly to bring you here. This is where you wanted to be. You want to come to a point where you could look at yourself and look at your thoughts and beliefs and how you were being in physical reality, how you're being authentic or inauthentic. And you wanted to move towards more authenticity because that's where all your power is. You wanted to be the deliberate creator of your reality. In order to do that, you have to find your authenticity. You have to discover who you are. You have to be who you truly are in physical reality as you exist in the non-physical. So you created this life. Part of you stayed in the non-physical, your inner self, and you came into this physical reality. So there's the creator. There's the one who experiences your reality. And that feels separate because you have a different perspective. You have this perspective where everything means something about you. From the non-physical perspective, you have the universal perspective where everything is working out together in this perfect system designed to bring everyone from fear to love, from inauthenticity to authenticity. And then you have the observer of you. So at any time, you could be the experiencer of you and the one who can observe the thoughts that that experiencer is having. So sometimes you might get into an argument with someone and you feel that negative emotion. You feel that what we call fear. You feel the thoughts that come from that consciousness of lack, consciousness of fear, and you receive urges to control and change the conditions. You might act on those urges, and that's the experiencer acting on these urges. And so you might fight back with the person you're arguing with. But while you're doing it, you might also observe what you're doing. And you might think simultaneously, why am I saying these things? This is not what I want. And you can't help yourself because the urges are so strong. You want to defend yourself in that situation. Now, if you are understanding all three parts of yourself, you are at a high level of awareness. You are really up there in awareness. You have really come to another way of thinking. This is a very empowering way of thinking. The higher self, the inner self, is always paying attention to everything you think, is always sending you love and positive emotion and positive thoughts and inspiration and intuition and direct guidance all the time. When you're in fear, can't hear it so easily. You are more linked up to that consciousness of fear. And so you're getting those thoughts of fear. Now, that consciousness of lack and limitation, let's say that's all the thoughts that humans have ever thought, stored in this warehouse that's available to anyone anytime they dip into fear. In the past, some of those thoughts might have been worthwhile. Because if you were truly in danger, those thoughts would say, there's a lion there, you better get out of the way. Don't get rejected by the tribe, because if you get rejected, you might be outcast from the tribe. You might be sent away, and then your possibility of survival is diminished, you see. But now you're living in a different time and place. And so all those thoughts of fear, you don't really have to worry about lions anymore. You don't have to worry about being outcast out of society anymore. You don't have to worry about a lot of the things that humans worried about in the past. And so those thoughts are typically what we say irrational. Those fears are irrational. Now, they're going to come to you and you're going to receive them, but you can observe them as well. When you are feeling like the victim, when you're being inauthentic, those overwhelming thoughts of fear will come rushing in. And that's all you have time to deal with. If you can take a step back and realize that's just a stream of consciousness, and that stream of consciousness is just based in fear. That is not aligned with who I truly am, and it's aligned with the inauthentic version of me. Maybe you take a little while, you choose a higher perspective, maybe you sleep on it, maybe you wake up the next day and you can think about it. Because now, after a good night's rest, you wake up at a new place and maybe you're in more of alignment. And in alignment, you'll receive inspiration and thoughts and direct communication and intuition, all the guidance coming from your inner self, flowing to you, flowing to you, flowing to you, flowing to you. Of course, they butt up with your inauthentic set of limiting beliefs, the inauthentic idea about who you are. And so if you have an inspiration to take a motorcycle and ride around the world, that inspired idea would lead you on your journey of self-discovery in an empowering and impactful way. Yet your limiting beliefs about who you think yourself to be would say, I can't do that. I can't take off time from work. I can't afford that. I can't learn how to ride a motorcycle. Where will I sleep? Where will I get the gas? Where will I eat? How will I speak in different languages to different people? Who will I go with? Do I have to go by myself? All these ideas, also based in fear, will pop up. So as you're more authentic, you'll realize who you truly are. You're truly limitless. You're truly eternal and magnificent. You have nothing to fear. All that fear is irrational. It cannot affect you. And we say the difference between a rational fear and an irrational fear is that the rational fear could lead to some unwanted bodily condition or death. But even that is not true. Even those fears are irrational because you cannot die. You cannot be harmed. If you were to drive a motorcycle and get into an accident, whatever happens would be for your benefit, but you can't see that from this limited perspective of the experiencer. From the higher perspective of your inner self actually is setting you up in these conditions, actually wants you to get in that accident because that accident will move you further along your journey of self-discovery, if that's needed. So anything that comes to you is for your benefit, for your journey of self-discovery. That's seen from the higher perspective of the inner self. That's the authentic perspective. The inauthentic perspective comes from this perspective of yourself that's a victim to outside harm, outside possibilities of negative emotion, that sort of thing. But there's an observer aspect to that too, because you can separate yourself from your thoughts. And that observer is far more authentic than the one coming from the limited perspective. So the process then is just doing what you're doing now, just doing those manifestation event forms, knowing that, yes, there are limiting beliefs. Yes, I'm having a manifestation event where I feel negative emotion. It's due to a limiting belief, and I can process it. If you are inspired to process it while you're in the middle of it, great. That's fantastic. That's wonderful. When you're deep in despair and you choose to process a limiting belief through a manifestation event form, that's fine. If you choose to wait until you're in alignment and you can see it from the higher perspective of the observer, that's fine too. The key here is to remember that when you're filling out that form, it's not you. It's not you who's truly filling it out. It's your inner self. And all this work is about connecting you authentically to your inner self so that you become a blended being. Well, let's imagine how that works. If you could connect yourself as a blended being, you would act on inspiration every moment. You would give up all your attachment to what you think you want, and you would simply know that the idea to act in this moment, when I'm in alignment, will always be for my highest good. So if you are fully authentic in who you are, knowing who you are, you will be connected to the authentic version of you who is the non-physical. You will be in complete alignment. And you will have complete faith and confidence that every idea that comes to you is for your benefit in some way. You will never know how it's going to work out, nor would you want to know how it's going to work out. You would simply receive the inspiration, take the action, and okay, what's next? Receive the inspiration, take the inspiration, expand to a new level. Okay, what's next? Receive the inspiration, notice the fear that pops up, push past the fear, take whatever action you can take, get to some expanded place, and say, okay, what's next? How it works now is that's the authentic version of you, and from the limited perspective lives the inauthentic version of you, trying to protect yourself from negative emotion, trying to get others to like, love, and respect you, trying to get all these things you think you lack. That vibrational level is very different from the vibrational level of your inner self. Now, your inner self is still sending you information and sending you inspiration, sending you intuition, but you're not always getting it because you are focused on this tiny little piece of you that's experiencing a reality, thinking it's real, you see. Now, it seems real, but that's by design. You want it to seem real, otherwise it would have no purpose. It seems like your children are looking at you this way. It seems like your ex is looking at you that way. It seems like your friends think you're this thing and your parents think you're that thing and all these other people think one thing about you. That's not true. It's all a reflection of how you think about yourself. And so if you want someone else to treat you differently than you are, you're thinking about yourself from limited terms, from a limited perspective. It would make no sense for your inner self to ever want anyone to think highly of it because it understands its source. It doesn't need anyone to think highly of it. It knows exactly who it is. It wouldn't care if anyone agreed with it. From a limited perspective, as the inauthentic version, you desperately want people to agree with you because this validates your existence from that limited perspective of the victim. From the higher perspective, if you know who you are, then their opinions would be irrelevant because you would also know that they are in fear. And they would only want you to be different than you are to mitigate their fears. But it's not your job or possibility to mitigate their fears. You can't do it. So you have to love and accept them in their fear, and that's what authenticity is. Love and accept yourself as you are with your limiting beliefs and your attributes and characteristics and personality and all these things, knowing you chose all this and it's perfect for you. So accept yourself and then allow others to accept you if they will. But by being authentic, you give them a chance to know who you truly are. And by being inauthentic, you never give them the chance, and it doesn't matter what they think because they'll never know who you are. So to become more authentic, realize you have some limiting beliefs. The limiting beliefs are keeping you away from your authenticity, and you're processing them as they come up one by one by one as you're inspired to do it, always knowing that this process is a process of connecting you with your inner self whenever you can. When you can observe yourself from the higher perspective while you're going through a manifestation event, bravo. That's amazing. That's incredible. That's a very, very, very good sign. And we congratulate you for that. Most humans are just perceiving themselves in this limited way and can't imagine that there's anything else going on there. You all are thinking about this from a much higher perspective. And this is the sign that you are ready to move towards more authenticity. Excellent question.
Thank you so much.
Who's next?
Joshua.
Margaret.
Do you have any wisdom for feeling better during a breakup when you've been using your imagination to imagine all of the good things that would have happened if you stayed together?
Could you use your imagination to imagine all the bad things that would have happened if you stayed together? Well, yes. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Your imagination. Why are you given this imagination in the first place? With imagination, you can sort of have an idea of what something might look like in the future. This is a two-edged sword because that imagination can bring joy or bring pain, depending on your perspective. What you will know for sure that when you finally get to the future and you look back, you will understand the reason it happened and how it all worked out perfectly. You will know that you either got back together or they found someone else and you found someone else and it all worked out perfectly along the way. So imagine then that it all works out perfectly. Imagine that something happens that comes along that you can't even think about now. Now think about where you are in your life. You just started a boot camp. You're playing with these ideas. You're in the process of raising your vibration. And so if you were to be able to click your fingers and imagine the perfect life for you right now, it would be done from a limited perspective. You're moving your vibration from level one to level two, to level three, to level four. At level four, you have immense amounts of joy. You have immense amounts of growth. You see things clearly. You have a new perspective. You see yourself from a new perspective. You love and appreciate yourself more. You've become more authentic as you've gone through the process of processing limiting beliefs and seeing yourself from this higher perspective. Would you want to create from where you are now, or would you prefer to create from where you are at level four? So you could imagine maybe, possibly, slightly, what a level four creation would be like. You feel confident. You feel attractive. You feel fun and intelligent. You have interesting things to talk about. You are being flooded with inspiration every day. All these new ideas are coming to you. You're attracting all these new people that resonate with this higher level thinking about who you are. When you see yourself from this higher perspective, which is what will happen as you continue along on your journey of self-discovery, continue along playing with these ideas and experimenting with yourself, when you see yourself from higher perspective, you create a reality that resonates with that higher perspective of yourself, this higher perception of yourself. You want to create at that level. And so from now until that time, you're doing the work. You're doing everything. And so if you were to be in a breakup right at the beginning of the boot camp or lose your job or change your careers or something, losing a family member, or all these things that happen to people who are in the boot camp, you can know that that's part of this process. The universe sees you've made a decision to take some action to become more authentic. And all the stuff that you don't need falls away. Why was it there in the first place? Well, you were perceiving yourself in victim terms. And so it was necessary for those people to be in your life to reflect back to you how you're perceiving yourself. When you go up that ladder to a level four perception of yourself and see yourself as the creator of your reality, as magnificent and limitless, as eternal, as a being of pure positive love and acceptance, expressing love to everything and every relationship you have, not needing anything back, seeing yourself as abundant and free, seeing yourself from a much higher perspective, connected to your inner self, acting on more inspiration. Well, that's a different reality. That's a different dimension altogether. And so the people that come into your life and the experiences you have in that dimension cannot be imagined in this dimension. The best you can imagine from here is a bunch of what you've already experienced. If you imagine anything beyond that, you'll feel fear because you're not ready for that experience yet. You have to do the work and take those steps and climb the base of that mountain to be prepared for all the wonderful things that will come to you. So just know that everything is working out perfectly. Just know that if you're in a lower emotional state of being due to any event, be it a breakup or a loss of job or an argument with a spouse or whatever it is, that's part of this process. That's part of the process of coming from inauthenticity to authenticity. If you're down in the dumps because something happened, well, you're being inauthentic. You're looking at yourself as if you're a victim. It's not true. That's the problem. You're looking at yourself as not true. And so the negative emotion associated with buying into the illusion has to be intense to let you know this is not true. Don't ever go into this perspective again because it's painful. You're choosing this perspective of a victim. Oh, woe was me. And we understand that it is intense and you think that there, and you are feeling fear and you think that bad things are going to happen as a result of this and you wish you knew what was going to happen. We understand all that. But that's part of this process. You don't know what's, you don't want to know what's going to happen because if you did, you'd have no way of processing your limiting beliefs. This is how you process those limiting beliefs. You have to say to yourself, the way I'm feeling now is not accurate. I'm not in alignment with who I truly am. My inner self is sending me guidance in the form of negative emotion. That's all that's happening here. I can wallow in that negative emotion because it sort of feels comfortable. Every time this happens, I get back into that place and I receive those same old thoughts and the same old urges to change the conditions, but this is not who I am. And I do not like this feeling. Well, it's appropriate to feel this way when you've just gone through a breakup. Everyone else would feel this way. Everyone else is commiserating with you and saying, oh, what a terrible thing that's happened to you. All these, how could he have done that to you? All of them are perceiving you as a victim as well, because that's how they perceive themselves. But those of you on this call right now are not perceiving you that way. They're perceiving you as in the beginning of a grand escalation to a higher perception of yourself, which is everything you truly want. So for you to move to that level, everyone else in your life will move to that level as well if they choose, if they can handle it, or they will leave. But you don't need to linger in these relationships because they were a reflection of who you used to be. Who you're becoming will invite in all the people you truly want, all the people that match this level of awareness. Now, imagine that you could see all these people and you could know who they are before you were ready to change to become more authentic. You would be in fear. I can't date this person. They would never accept me the way I am now. They are so smart and good looking and funny and successful and all these things that I am not. How could I ever hang out with this whole group of fun, wonderful people? Well, this is why you don't want to know. You want to do the work and then let them come in and then get used to that level of vibration and then do the work and raise it, raise it, raise it. Let them come in, let them come in, all the new experiences, because you'll be having to push past a lot of fear to say hello and to say yes to events and say, I want to do that to an inspired idea and to push past all that fear. This is the process of authenticity. Isn't it nice to know that you're becoming more authentic? Isn't it nice to know that your frustration and disappointment and anger is inauthentic? It's not real. It's not you. Isn't it nice to know that there is a difference between how you exist in the non-physical and how you're choosing to exist in the physical, and that you can change your mind in the physical to meet up with that higher version of you that exists in the non-physical? Now, that version of you exists in the non-physical has an unfair advantage. They can see everything from a higher perspective. They have no limiting beliefs. There is nothing to fear. Well, the same is true in the physical. There is nothing to fear. You just believe there is something to fear. Okay, you have that belief. Can you process it? Can you prove that belief is inaccurate, is false? Can you find evidence to show yourself that that belief is not true? Of course you can. And that's why you do the process that you're doing. And you know for a fact that in a day or a week or a month or a year or 5 years or 10 years, you will have a perspective that's different than you have now. And you know for a fact that the further removed from the event, the better you'll feel. Because this has happened in the past. You've had experiences of negative emotion in the past, and now you look back and you say, that was silly. I didn't have to react to that in that way. I was just wrapped up in the emotion of it all. But after a bit of time, all those limiting beliefs get filled in with information, so you don't have that same negative emotion associated with those events. The same is going to be true in the future. And this is why they say time heals all wounds, because a higher perspective heals all wounds. Well, guess what? You can imagine that higher perspective now. You can imagine what you'll be like in a year. You can see what others hear, how they've changed. You can connect to them and talk to them and see what they've gone through and see how they've elevated their perception of their self and created a reality that's completely different than existed a year ago. You can see all the inspiration that's coming to them. You can see all the new things they're doing. You can see what's happening to people who do the work to process limiting beliefs, to connect more authentically to their inner selves, and to move along more easily on the journey of self-discovery. You can see that you're the creator of your reality and everything works out for you. And this event was for your benefit as well. And you know that already.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Well, I'll always go if no one else is going to go.
No, then, I want to turn.
Julia.
Hi. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had a thought that I wanted to share, and hopefully you can share too.
Absolutely.
The picture that you drew for us was very helpful for me in that, you know, like if lack and unworthiness were roller coasters, they'd be the two most popular on Earth, I guess.
They'd be the two most popular rides in the amusement park.
Yeah. I thought that was such a vivid description, and it painted a picture in my mind that was very clear, and I really enjoyed it, and I want more of that.
Oh, you do? You want more roller coaster rides of unworthiness?
No. Like, I really like the visualization of it. I'm learning so much, and like to now see a picture of it is super cool, because that's how I learn.
Good. So you've gone on this roller coaster ride a million times. You've done it in past lives. You've done it in this life. You've done that ride enough times. So now what's the interesting ride to you? What's the more exciting ride? Well, that would be the ride of authenticity, the ride of self-discovery. That would be the actually scary ride for the person who's perceiving themselves as a victim. The scariest thing in the world is to expose who you truly are to the rest of the world. Because there is an intense fear of loss in there. Rejection is a fear of loss of love. So you've assembled what you think is love. You have your parents, your children, your mate, your friends, coworkers, society in general, and you say, I'm somewhat accepted by these people. I can't imagine what would happen if they rejected me. I would be out alone with no love coming in. Well, that's the perspective of the victim, isn't it? Because the victim perceives that love comes from others to them. The exact opposite of how it works. The creator understands, of course, you're the source of love in your reality. You're the one flowing the love. You're flowing it to yourself, to everyone else, and to the conditions through acceptance. If you are not flowing the love to yourself, not seeing yourself in the higher perspective, being inauthentic, well, you're going to get crumbs of love from other people because you're only giving yourself crumbs of love. And you'll have a lot of fear of rejection. If you realize who you truly are and you stand up for what you believe, what you're interested in, what your desires are, where you want to go in life, your passions and interests, what you believe to be true, and live that authenticity, then others will have a chance to see who you are. But when you're living that authenticity, one thing happens. You have a much higher perspective of yourself because you're living in alignment with who you truly are. You're being authentic. You're being true to yourself. You're not being different than you are just to elicit some signs of affection and appreciation and love and like from other people, respect, those sort of things. You don't need that. You do not need anyone else to treat you any differently than they're treating you, because all that is a mirror to how you're treating yourself, how you're perceiving yourself. That's all that is. You don't want them to change until you change. And actually, they cannot change until you really change. Now, you can be super nice and super giving and super appreciative and all these things and do all the dishes and make sure everyone's taken care of. Well, you're not going to get anything more in return, because you're not doing it from authenticity. You're doing it trying to control their opinion of you and the love that comes from them. That's all that you're doing. So when you become authentic, well, you open the floodgates to possibility. Everything's possible now. Because when you're being authentic, you have to appreciate, love, like, and respect yourself. That's just how it is. You can't not like yourself when you're authentic. It's not possible. You can't not love yourself when you're being authentic. It's not possible. The process of authenticity is removing limiting beliefs about yourself. So every time you reduce the intensity of a limiting belief about yourself, you see yourself from a higher perspective. You don't have the baggage of that limiting belief weighing you down. And so you move to higher and higher and higher levels of authenticity, higher and higher and higher levels of self-respect, self-love, self-appreciation, self-worthiness. Through this process of moving from inauthentic to authentic, from love to fear, from confusion to clarity, the process of becoming who you truly are, aligning more and more and more with that inner version of you, that inner self, the higher version, the one with the perspective of the truth of this reality, instead of protecting yourself from negative emotion. If you make those two comparisons, those two rides, I want to stay in the ride that protects myself from negative emotion. Okay, what is that? That is a little tiny train ride that doesn't go anywhere. I want the adventure of becoming authentic. Well, that's an exciting ride. That will always be captivating and interesting, yet you'll have to push past fear. You'll have to push past fear to get on that carousel or get on that car, to hold yourself, your hands in the air as you're spinning around. That's the exciting ride. Well, it's uncomfortable at first, but soon you get used to it. Soon it becomes interesting and exciting and exhilarating. Becoming more authentic means seeing yourself in the higher perspective when things are going wrong, looking at those things as wrong and seeing how they could be right, realizing that your inner self is putting you in these situations for a purpose, so that you have an opportunity to see what's limiting you and to choose a higher perspective. Now, most people would like to stay limited their whole lives, because in this way, they perceive that they can avoid negative emotion. If I don't go to the party, I won't get into a conversation with someone who has an opinion that I don't like. If I'm in a conversation with someone who has an opinion I don't like, I know I'll feel negative emotion. I know I'll get into an argument. I know I want them to change. I know I'll have to convince them of my side. Well, those people will live more and more limited lives in fear. Those of you who are seeking authenticity are getting into alignment yourself more, or seeing things you thought is wrong in a way that could be right, which helps you get into alignment, or receiving inspiration when you're in alignment to get out of your comfort zone and do things that you previously would not have done. And when you do those things, they'll lead to an expansive experience. And that will give you more confidence and clarity. It makes it easier to do it again. Oh, I did that thing. I can easily do this thing. Oh, I pushed past fear by contacting this person. I can easily contact that person. Oh, I can divulge more information about myself. I can connect with more people. I have nothing truly to fear. And when I choose a limited perspective, I know my inner self will send me guidance. I know that I can observe what I'm doing at the same time. And this process of authenticity is exactly what I intended prior to my birth. And so when I'm doing what I intended to do, everything works out. Everything goes well. Everything is interesting. Everything is lighter and more fun, exciting and more joyous, and highly effective. All the things I think I want, if those things are necessary for me on this journey, they seem to come in easily. More money, more abundance, more freedom, more excitement, more experiences, more joy, more fun people. This is what I truly want. Why didn't I have that in the past? Oh, because I had this lower perspective of myself. I didn't think I was worthy of it. I was worried about being too much, being too different, being weird, being too boisterous, having too many opinions. What would people say? I was worried about all these things that did not matter. But of course, They had to be there. They had to be the little obstacles that were preventing me from being my authentic self. And I'm so glad I was able to handle those obstacles and push past fear and go through those manifestation events to ascend to a new level of authenticity, because now I know myself more. And as I know myself more, it's so much easier to be authentic and so much easier to accept others and to have let them be in fear and to not let their fear affect me, because now I really perceive myself as a creator. So I can choose these perspectives that are empowering rather than limiting. I can really look and see what's happening. And I can really know that I'm equipped to do everything that I'm inspired to do on my journey. And if a fear pops up, I know that it'll never be too large for me to push past it. I will be able to do that which I'm inspired to do because I have faith that it will lead to my highest good. That's what this life is all about. That's why you are here. This is the amusement park you chose. These are the actual fun rides that you wanted to be on. This is how it's all working out for you. You made it here. And so now you get a chance to see what's actually going on. There aren't a million people here. This is a rather small group of leading edge thinkers. You were wrapped up in what everyone else was thinking was the best rides, the unworthiness ride, the lack ride, the fear rides. And you're going on to this new side of the amusement park where hardly, there's no lines there, hardly anyone's there. And from their perspective, they go, why would you go over there when these are all the scary rides? Because these are all the truly exciting rides. They can't see it yet. But as you go on these rides and have the fun that you're having and start to tell the tales, some of them will come over. Some of them will want to join you. They'll say, what's that ride? Oh, that's the authenticity ride. What's that all about? It's an adventure. You're going to like it. It's scary, sure, but not the same way those other rides are scary. It's scary that you'll have to push past fear and get out of your comfort zone to do whatever you're inspired to do. But that is a life of growth and expansion. That's why you came. This is the ride. These are the true rides you wanted to ride. That's why you're here. Excellent question. We have time for one silly question. Who's got the silly question?
Joshua, why?
I have a silly question.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, is it yes. Jerry? Okay. I have my silly question is, why do I always cry when I'm chopping onions and even when I wear my silly onion goggles? But my husband doesn't.
You chose your unique body. Your body is sensitive to different things. You are unique in everything. If everyone cried at chopping onions, there'd be no uniqueness. If everyone wanted the same things, if everyone had the same personality, if everyone had the same goals and desires and attributes, there'd be no growth. There'd be no possibility of growth. So every aspect of you is absolutely unique. One of the things that's unique about you is that you cry while cutting onions. One of the things that's unique about you is that you like romantic comedies. One of the things that's interesting about you is you enjoy this, that, or the other thing. On and on and on and on and on again. There's a million of these things, you see. Now, when you say, oh, my life would be better if I didn't cry while chopping onions, you're not seeing the perfection that is you. There is a reason you cry while chopping onions and a reason your husband doesn't, you see. This tiny aspect of who you are, this attribute, contributes to the overall set of attributes you have to allow you to live the life exactly as you intended prior to your birth. If any attribute was different whatsoever, it would get in the way of this journey of self-discovery that you intended. You chose it all. There are no accidents, there are no mistakes, and you don't have to change any of it. In fact, you don't want to change any of it. How you look is exactly how you should look. How you smile is exactly how you should smile. Your height, your eye color, the way you look at the world, your history and your experiences, every single thing about your life in this moment was perfect because it led you here. You can appreciate everything. Oh, I'm one of those people who cries while cutting onions. Oh, I'm one of those people that can't dance. I'm one of those people who can sing in the shower, but nowhere else. You see, all these things that are the makeup about who you are, is perfect to enable you to live the life that you intended to live. There is nothing wrong in any of it. And so if you can appreciate these facts, well, maybe you'll be inspired to do something that would mitigate the tears. Maybe, who knows? If that was for your journey of self-discovery, you might receive that inspiration. But that is not a bad thing. So the resistance of it is the only thing that's a problem. If you accepted it fully, Gary does not like watermelon. That's a weird thing. Everyone else likes watermelon. Everyone else says, how could he not like watermelon? He can't imagine why people like watermelon. It's disgusting. So that's one attribute of him. Why is that important? Well, there's so many bundles of attributes all pulled in there together that there's no way to pick out why one thing is important. But you could find a reason. Well, it makes him interesting. It makes him unique. It gives him something to talk about. It's a funny story that he has. And so all of these things that are quirks about you that you say are good or bad, those are just based in judgment. If you could see they're all perfect and they're all leading you to the life you intend to live and to come here and ask this very question right now, that will go on to help other people who are interested in their quirks and their attributes as well, well, then you can see it all is good because it is all good. It's all perfect. You are perfectly designed to every detail. And if you can accept the perfection that is you, you can live without resistance and be connected to the inspiration that's flowing always and the love that's flowing always and the joy that's flowing always and the compassion that's flowing always from your inner self. And then you can bring all of that back into your reality to raise your vibration and create this bubble of love that you call your life. You can exude love into that life by accepting every single aspect of yourself and every single aspect of everyone else and the conditions and every relationship you have. You are an amazing group of conscious creators, becoming deliberate creators, ready to create anything that you truly want without needing to create anything you think you want. And in that, you are ascending rapidly, far beyond your expectation or your wildest dreams, to a place of joy and bliss that you will be ecstatic when you arrive. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
So perfect. Thank you. Great ending, though.
All right. That was a really fun episode all about authenticity. I think we are all grasping this idea more. And it's interesting. We've been talking to a lot of people. And, you know, every time you listen to an episode, you get a lot of stuff out of that. And from listening to the episodes, you raise your vibration, you listen to past episodes, you understand it more. Even just listening without understanding everything helps you come to more authenticity, more clarity, more love in your life, seeing things is easier, nothing serious is going on here, all that stuff. So continue to listen along. We also have a whole bunch of meditations. There's 10 meditations. If you like those, you can send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And I'll send you all the meditations. And we have an Ascension Experience course starting. It's the Alignment course, which starts probably the second Monday in December. If you'd like more information on that, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com and check it out. Until then, we'll see you next time and have a great week. Bye-bye.